The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with my colleagues Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm finally back after my days of
trotting around the countryside.
Oh, well, between here and, let's see, Bryan College Station area and Madisonville, all kinds of different places, visiting with folks at a couple of companies that were enrolling in things like their health care plans at work. I was in charge of 401k enrollments.
That's that time of year. You got to make choices.
Absolutely. And so I'm loaded down with questions that I was asked and had to explain things while I was there. So hopefully I can answer a few questions that our folks listening may have.
See, that's the difference. When you do those enrollments, you got, what, 15 minutes to explain everything?
I have 15 minutes to explain everything about investing and how your 401k works, right.
And answer questions. And, you know, that's one of the advantages of the radio show is you get the opportunity to go ahead and give us a call and ask all of those questions that you didn't get the chance to ask during your enrollment meeting.
There you go. Plus, of course, you can always call us at the office after we get off the air here and fire away with your questions. Or you can even bring in your materials, your enrollment stuff.
That's better.
Into the office and do your free review with us. And we do include that. If you're wondering about what kinds of stuff you ought to be looking at, Jamie, you're going to talk a little bit about these health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts that so many of us have to choose from. What's the big deal about those, huh?
Yeah, so you got those. You got life insurance. You pick that. Or for your spouse, you pick long-term disability, short-term disability, which medical plan, which 401k plan. Do you do the Roth? All in 15 minutes.
Yeah, do you pick the automatic investment doodads that they have on your 401k? What are those things? Are they worth it? Should you pick your own stuff? Wow. Well, we'll kind of give you our little primer on how to get through this stuff when we come right back from this little break here. And by the way, if you need to go somewhere or do something, you got to get your question in now. We know about how this stuff works, so you are welcome to call us while these folks are singing on Monday here on our program. And here's our number to call us right this minute. We'll talk to you in private. No one else will hear you but us. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Give us a call right now on the Money Makeover Show.
Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
ProServe Automotive could work fair price. ProServe Automotive, doing it right.
Hi ladies, this is Robin from ProServe Automotive. If you're looking for auto technicians who will provide you with good work at a fair price, look no further than ProServe Automotive. You don't have to know what's wrong with your vehicle. Just bring it in, describe the symptoms, and let us diagnose the problem. Once everything is explained and you're given an estimate, you can be sure that ProServe Automotive will fix only what your vehicle needs. No more, no less. Ladies, worry no longer about where to take your vehicle for maintenance or repairs. Get honest auto care from a company with integrity. ProServe Automotive. So roll on in to 1703 South Market in Brenham or call 830-8000. ProServe Automotive, the woman's auto repair shop. 830-8000.
Good work, fair price.
Raising livestock is hard work. You invest a lot of time, labor, and money into it. And that's why when it comes time to market your cattle, Navasota Livestock Auction on Highway 90 is the place to be in the Brazos Valley. Navasota Livestock Auction attracts buyers from all over the state, so you're always assured of getting a fair price. Sales are every Saturday at 12 noon. Navasota Livestock Auction on Highway 90, serving area cattlemen for over 35 years, hopes you'll attend the Cow-Calf Clinic at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Brenham this Friday.
Can you buy with $135? A miter saw, coffee maker, a tire? $135 doesn't go very far anymore. But at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you can buy a way to maintain your land. $135 a month could put a 32-horsepower tractor in your garage. $135 gets you peace of mind with a 30-32E John Deere tractor and a 6-year powertrain warranty. The friendly folks at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment would love for you to go check out this capable compact or visit cptractor.com.
With fall in full swing, it's time you get that list of home repairs done. When you call Integrity Works, you're calling a company that can do it all from winterizing to remodeling. They can build or repair your fence to keep your pets in or install double pane, energy efficient windows to keep the cold winter out. Is company coming this Christmas? Integrity Works can get your home spruced up in time for the holidays. Whatever the job, or even multiple projects, call Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 for a free estimate. Find out more online at integrityworks.info. Then call 979-251-7972.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Office in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse and what they call the Atrium Building. Glad to see you in that office. Or if you're in the Houston area, a little closer there. We're at St. James Place, just about at San Felipe. And so we've got you covered either neck of the woods there. Of course, we have a phone number at our office that you can call to schedule that free review. Do not put this off. Great time to get that done right now before you get into the big holiday rush. We know you're signing up for different things at your workplace. All kinds of questions you probably have that I know most of us who go in and present how these things work to employee groups at employers don't really have the time to address every single question. So I know you still got questions left over. Don't have to go it alone. Give us a call. We'll help you with this stuff. If you want to come in for the free review, are you covered with enough insurance already? Do you need something else at work? What about disability coverage? All this other stuff. How does your 401k plan work? Should you change your investments? Are you okay on that? All these different things and more. Here's our number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And guys, I got to tell you, I had questions from people about investing with the elections coming up.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And, you know, we've gone over some of the points that I was lucky enough to go to a seminar in the last couple weeks about actual stats from who was in the White House at what time and did it matter and who was running Congress and did it matter and all that stuff. And the bottom line, after a bunch of statistical analysis going all the way back to 1929, 1930, is it really didn't matter that much. Okay.
There's a surprise.
Yeah. And there is a phrase that they were using, which was well-positioned, well-led companies will create investment value regardless of who sits in the White House.
Well, they're not making decisions based upon who's president. They're making decisions based on what's best for the company and best for the shareholders.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's not all doom and gloom if your candidate doesn't win or the other side gets more people in Congress or whatever. You know what? We've had things tipped one way or the other in big majorities, and the other side that you didn't like or liked or whatever got their way anyhow. So, yeah. Again, you know, the main thing is to get out and vote. I think early voting starts today, right?
Early voting starts today, and I want to encourage everybody to get out and vote. You know, I've had some people say that they're not happy with either candidate, so they're not going to vote.
Oh, you mean the presidential race?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Because then you're going to let somebody else decide for you.
Let somebody else decide for you. That's right. So,
well, and there are other races to decide too, and there could be things that are vitally important going forward as well, in the general scheme of things, and local races, for instance, and all kinds of different things. So again, you know, don't give up your responsibilities there, you know. Some people fought hard to make sure that we could get those.
It is a civic responsibility, and you need to take advantage of it and express your opinion. That's the only way to express your opinion normally is to get out and vote. So take advantage of it. Yeah, early voting starts today, and maybe the lines will be shorter during early voting than they are on election
day. I like to get in there and do the early voting. I really do. By the way, our phone number here on the radio show here is 800-332-7879. Looking at the markets this morning, and wow, you know, we're actually moving in the positive area. Maybe everybody in Wall Street's getting kind of tired of the whole campaign thing, and they're seeing the home stretch here.
Well, there are going to be days we talk about this all the time. The markets are going to be up. They're going to be down. We all know that. Sometimes we find it hard to accept that. But, yeah, I mean, the markets are up today. What are they going to be tomorrow?
Well,
who knows?
But the thing is that you, listening here, have opportunities. And when you don't take advantage of the opportunities that you have, that can be a big mistake for you right now and going forward. You know, it all matters as you get toward retirement or other goals that you have, maybe paying for college for your kids or yourself, whatever it may be. You need to have some sort of a plan for moving forward, and that's what we always stress here on the Money Makeover Show. One of the things that is critical to your planning, of course, is how well you are doing with things that are offered to you, in many cases, by your employer. You know, the employers, by the way, unless they've got 50 employees or more, don't have to offer you health insurance. Mm-hmm. None of them have to offer you a 401k plan or other type of retirement plan at your workplace. There is no federal or state law or requirement demanding that your employer provide you a tax-favored way to save money toward your retirement. Uh-huh. You know it actually costs some money to do that? Mm-hmm. So are you taking advantage of it? Hmm. So other things that they don't have to offer, many times people just do basic health care plans. There are ways to increase your savings in working with those plans with health savings accounts or flexible spending accounts. They can help you. Again, these are all things that are out there for you. And Jamie Keyes, let's start with the flexible savings account. How does that thing work? I got questions about that, and I was there to present the 401k plan to people at these companies, and they still were lingering on their way out the door, and they said to me, do you know how these things work? Well, I do, but it's not easy.
Yeah, it is enrollment season, and you're getting lots of opportunities to make choices for 2017. And the other thing about it is we are approaching the end of the year, and those flexible spending accounts are an important issue for you if you have a flexible spending account. You're starting to hear advertising, and normally you hear it from dentists and vision care people because they say now is the time, approaching the end of the year, to take a look at your flexible spending account. And if you have money left in your flexible spending account, you need to spend it. The way flexible spending accounts work is this. Money goes into your account pre-tax. Now, what that means is normally when you get your paycheck, if you look at your pay stub, they take out money for Social Security and Medicare, and they also take out when you did your, what is it, your W-9?
Yeah, your W-9 withholding.
Withholding, how much they take out for income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally speaking, that's called your take-home pay or your after-tax pay. That's the money that you get to take home and spend.
That's a net paycheck.
Net paycheck. And normally we don't think about it because we get our paycheck and we say, well, that's our money. We don't think about how much actually went to taxes until it comes time to file our income tax return. But when you're doing tax planning, having a flexible spending account or a health savings account is an important issue when it comes to tax planning. With a flexible spending account, that money goes in pre-tax. If you don't spend it by the end of the year, there's only a certain time period in the next portion of the year that you have available to you to spend that money, or you lose it.
A short period.
A short period.
Yeah.
It is a very short period. And so that's why you get the advertising at the end of the year saying, look, if you have a flexible spending account, you need to spend that money now before the end of the year, so that you don't lose that money. And that's what's critical about a flexible spending account. I go round and round with my spouse about this because she has available to her a flexible spending account through her employer, and she never wants to put any money in it. I say, look, we have to pay. I know she has prescription drugs that she takes, and you have to have exams during the year. There are things, there's money you know you're going to spend for health care during the year. Now, the other thing about flexible spending accounts is there are other things available. I know Doug likes to talk about, you know, when his kids were growing up with the flexible spending account that he had, they knew they were going to spend so much money every year for child care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to pay for that with your net dollars or before tax dollars?
You can pay it dollar for dollar, or you can pay it 85 cents on the dollar.
That's right. I mean, it makes perfect sense to go ahead and use your flexible spending account if that's one of the items that you're flexible spending account allows, and you need to get that list from your employer. And so all the things that you have to pay for during the year, pay for it with pre-tax dollars, not after-tax dollars. And that can be a savings of anywhere from 15 to 30%.
Depending on your tax bracket.
Depending on your tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody told you you can pay for this and get a discount, you'd say, well, where do I sign up? When it comes to putting money in your flexible spending account, you're saying, well, I'm not sure I want to put that money in there because you're afraid you're going to lose it. But it's really easy to project out over the year how much money you're going to spend and at least put that much money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this came up is I've heard advertising recently, and this was from a vision care provider, and they said, make sure that you spend your health savings account money before December 31st. That's wrong. That's
keyword.
Keyword.
Health savings account versus flexible spending account. Okay.
Because they'll refer to them as a flexible spending account or an FSA, and then a health savings account, which is an HSA. And those are two different animals.
Mm-hmm.
So the flexible spending account, that money goes in pre-tax, but if you don't spend it by the end of the year, you lose it.
Okay.
A health savings account is, I like to call them medical IRAs. Not everybody has them available to them. I know when you did your enrollments, they were really pushing the health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
The health savings account is only available to you if your health plan that's being provided through your employer is what's called a qualified high deductible plan. If you have a qualified high deductible plan, that means your deductible on your health insurance is pretty high. And what they allow you to do is they allow you to open up a health savings account and put money into it, like an IRA. Goes in pre-tax, but the difference is if you don't use it, it just sits in your health savings account from year to year to year and earns interest. It's not like a flexible spending account where you lose it. And so as long as you use the money in a health savings account for medical expenses, it comes out pre-tax. So it's almost it's like having a tax-free account for medical expenses if you have a health savings account available to you. Can you do both? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. So you can actually build up on a pre-tax basis what you're going to spend for dental, eye care, all those other things you were talking about before, and also on paying your health care.
That's correct.
And deductible.
For those of us who have to wear glasses, if it's come time where you have to have a prescription change and you need new glasses, you can pay for that with your flexible spending account. It's like getting a discount on your eyeglasses. No, you know, nobody wants to pay for those glasses. I wear glasses, so I know how that works. Nobody wants to buy those glasses because they can be expensive. But if you can pay for them at a discount, hey, why not take advantage of that? And so if you have a flexible spending account available to you through your employer, you need to go ahead and put money into it, especially if you have children. You're going to have expenses during the year.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
See, but you have to get that through your employer. That's not something you can sign up on your own.
That's correct.
As an individual, flexible spending account.
Now, if you don't have these kinds of things at your workplace and you're kind of on your own about this, you can sign up for an HSA type of health care plan if you're stuck with getting your own health insurance. You have the regular ones that have the regular premiums and regular deductibles, and they also have the health savings account options that work just like Jamie was talking about, where you get that tax-favored basis of putting money aside for your deductible. And if you need it, you draw it from that account, right? And you still have the underlying medical insurance along with it, but your premium is usually reduced quite a bit because you've got this deductible that you're putting in to the health savings account for yourself. This is for those of you who are self-employed or have to have an employer that doesn't have health insurance provided.
And that's exactly what Congress had in mind when they when this came into being, is with a qualified high deductible plan, all of us know that with a deductible, that means before the insurance ever pays anything, that's money that I have to spend. And so to get a qualified high deductible plan, you get a lower premium. And but Congress said, okay, we understand that you're getting a lower premium, but you're going to spend more out of pocket before the insurance takes effect. So to help you out, we're going to allow you to have a health savings account where you can put the money in pre-tax, and if you to meet your deductible, you can use that health savings account with tax-free dollars to meet your deductible.
Yeah, pretty nice little deal. Again, if you still got questions about these, it's a great opportunity to come in the office, bring your stuff with you, your 401k stuff and your flexible spending account stuff and your insurance options, all these things, and we'll go over those with you along with the other things that maybe you're looking at doing and see how you're doing. It's a free review. Glad to have you do it. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Now, there's more stuff to sign up for. One of the things I had a question about was the employer match on a 401k plan at one of the companies that I was doing enrollments at over the past few days, and something called a vesting schedule. What is that? I bet you might have one of those.
It's not something you wear.
Yeah. That's right. So how does that work? So we'll talk about your 401k right after this break. In the meantime, if you've got questions right now, got a moment to ask them and we get your answer right to you while you're talking to us on the phone, here's the number to do that right this minute. And talk to the team right here from the Money Makeover Show. And here is our number to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner in the studio, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant this morning. We got you covered when you call us at 800-332-7879. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around the old tree.
Your livestock is important to you. It represents long hours, hard work, and a lot of dedication. Cattleman Supply can help make your work easier with bulk and liquid fertilizer and seeds. Cattleman Supply carries Westway Feed. Westway Feed offers the most efficient and economical ways to help a cow-calf producer attain their optimum production and profit goals. The Schwartz family at Cattleman Supply understands the needs of ranchers and their cattle. Stop in for Westway Feeds at Cattleman Supply on Highway 105 East in Brenham.
Halloween is the time of year for scary ghosts, witches, creepy costumes, and bags full of candy. Don't have time for scary tricks? Brenham Tire and Auto will treat you right. Bring your vehicle in and they will scare the goblins right out of there and let you know the condition of your vehicle. No scary tricks involved. They have certified Ghostbusters, mechanics, to help with any service, repairs, or tires for your vehicle. Go see Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road or call 979-836-4811. You can also visit online at BrenhamTire.com.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Harvey's Water Wells, family owned and operated since 1978 and serving Washington County and the surrounding area for water well drilling, pump installation, complete water treatment and repairs. When choosing a water well company, you want one with integrity and experience. So for abundant, great tasting water, call Harvey's Water Wells at 836-2682. Harvey's Water Wells is a member of National and Texas Groundwater Association and liability insured for your protection. Harvey's Water Wells, Highway 290 West or online at harveyswaterwells.com.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Find Kubota at WC Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, and Bryan.
Ultra Clean Pressure Washing and Parking Lot Striping, 15 years and running. Call 979-451-2451 for very affordable rates on home, farm, and commercial power washing to help keep your property looking great. Carports, sidewalks, decks, siding, parking lots, whatever you need cleaned, Ultra Clean Pressure Washing can get the job done. Plus, they also offer parking lot striping, painting, and fence cleaning, among other services. Just call the Mold Doctor at Ultra Clean Pressure Washing and Parking Lot Striping, 979-451-2451.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Offices in Central Texas, Brenham, downtown on Main Street, across from the courthouse, another one in the Houston Galleria area on San Felipe and St. James Place. And we welcome you to come by or call us with questions or come by for the free review. Again, find out how things work and are you taking advantage of them either through your workplace, whether it's your 401k, another type of retirement plan, flexible savings accounts, health savings accounts, different kinds of insurances. What about disability coverage? Do you really need that? What about the life insurance products that you're being offered right now? What's the difference between life insurance and the other kinds of insurance?
Accident insurance.
Yes.
Versus short-term disability versus long-term disability.
Uh-huh.
Aren't they the same thing?
There's a lot of confusion out there. Are you wondering about what kinds of things you should be picking? Because after all, they want you to put money in from your check, either pre-tax or after-tax, for some of these things. So again, cancer policies. That's the other one. Should you pick one of those if you've got health insurance anyway? Do you need extra coverage? What does that do besides take more money out of your paycheck? So again, while you're in this enrollment season, great time to call us. Here's our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, Jamie, before we went to the break, you talked about flexible savings accounts, health savings accounts. Doug, you just mentioned a couple of voluntary plans, what we call voluntary plans, that employers offer. When I was at these big enrollment meetings almost all last week, there was a lot of that being talked about. Accident coverage.
Some of those things are pretty important, though.
Cancer plans.
The one I would suggest that you look at seriously is the short-term disability and the long-term disability. Because right now your paycheck fuels everything else that you do. But if you're not working, how long is your paycheck going to last? And then where's the money going to come from to take care of all these other things?
Sure.
So that's where the disability comes in.
And what I see is a lot of employers will offer the short-term disability and they'll pay for it. Because the short-term disability is only going to cover you for a short period of time.
Usually about 6 months at the most.
At the most. And there's a short waiting period for it. It's usually 7 days, could be 2 weeks. But it's, you know, it's going to pay you a certain amount of money if something happens to you and you can't go to work. And they're not, you know, you're not getting paid during that time
period. And by the way, these disability policies do not pay you your full salary. It's important to know that. They usually pay about 66%, 60%, something like that, depending on how you are paid, and a lot of other things can go into this.
The short term usually is a fixed dollar
amount. Right.
But the long term disability.
Usually about 60% in that range of your pay, because the rationale is taxes and everything else take about 30%. And so that 70% is what you roughly take home. And so the companies knock off another 10%. Because you can make more money going back to work than you can laying at home on the sofa.
They want to encourage you to go back to work.
There's some incentive to go back to work. That's correct.
So, again, all of these things can be important, and especially if you are the sole breadwinner in your family or a single parent, for instance. If nobody else is there to work and bring in money, you really need to think about taking those offerings with the disability coverage, because when you don't have a paycheck coming in, it's pretty bad. Now, this is, by the way, not the same thing as workers' comp. On the job or job-related injuries, that's workers' compensation. That's a totally different system that's going to pay you money. But if you get sick from something else, whether you have an illness...
That's usually what happens. Somebody gets sick or
get
ill,
in a
cancer...
Right, or you get in a non-related to your employment traffic accident and you're laid up. All kinds of things can happen. So please, especially if you're the only breadwinner for you, your family, your kids, take advantage of the disability coverage through your workplace.
And that's usually the cheapest way to purchase it is at work, because they do it as a group policy.
Right.
And you usually don't have to answer any medical questions. And so that's usually the cheapest. Trouble is, if you ever leave the job, you don't get to take it with you.
Yeah.
And
now, some
true.
Things you can take with you, though.
There are some things you can take with you. But on disability, the other thing to understand about that is it is a group policy. And generally speaking, on group disability policies, the definition of total disability is much stricter than it is on an individual policy. But that's why, generally speaking, it's going to be less expensive, plus the fact that the insurer is insuring a group of people rather than just one person.
Okay.
So there's lots of ins and outs to it. But, you know, you should not feel bad if you get confused every year about this. I have to go through this every year in my family and explain all of this every year because, you know, look, this isn't what you do all the time. And so
exactly.
to try and expect to remember all the ins and outs of it, what you need and what you don't need and how they work, that's kind of normal. So you need to take advantage of that free review if you have questions. And during the enrollment periods that you've been doing, Tony, if you have time, ask questions at that time, too.
That's why that free review that we offer is so valuable. Because I know, Tony, you're saying you get about 15, 20 minutes to explain one portion of all these things. And it just doesn't, one 15 minutes doesn't
it's hard to
hit
do
everybody.
Justice, yeah.
It really doesn't. And you know, especially on something a little bit more complex, like a 401k plan, for instance, I mean, you've got to go over basics of investing, some principles to follow, how can you tell what funds or investment choices you should make, getting people just through the questionnaire about how you'd feel if your account went down for a while, what would you do, you know, would you continue to only invest in things that went up last year? Would you diversify? How do you do that? And one of the things is, do you have a match? And do you get all of it if you leave the employer for some reason? Most of the time in matches, and then the one that I was working with over the last few days, there is a vesting schedule on the matching money. Now, why would employer put a vesting schedule in? Well, first of all, what is a vesting schedule? Vesting is, you have to work with that employer, be an employee there, for a certain period of time before they let you have that money that they're putting in the match for you.
But you can always take yours if you leave. The
right.
biggest thing is
money you put in yourself is always yours.
Yeah. But if you come to work for an employer for a year, and in year number two you decide to leave, the employer is saying, that doesn't help me any. I got to start all over again, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to let you take the money that I put in for you with you.
Yeah, and what are the employer can use that money later on to pay administrative expenses. Mm-hmm. Remember, these plans are not free to the employer to provide, so that can help cut their expenses on providing the 401k plan, for instance, for other employees, and a few other things. But basically, that's it. So in one of these particular places, I had to explain to people that they have to be there for at least 2 years before they get to keep any portion of that employer match. Now, there are some plans where you're immediately what we call vested in that match, but that's a different kind of a plan. They're out there. I have some of them that I work with as well, and those are terrific. But most plans I see do not let you have the matching money until you've been there at least 2 years. And some plans, you have to be there 3 years, but then you get all the match. You're fully vested at 3 years.
You get 100% if you
yep.
decide to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are 20% a year for 5 years.
Right,
so
right.
The employer wants to give you an incentive to stay.
Yeah, so basically, that's it in a nutshell. Be careful with the vesting schedule. Know what your possibilities are of keeping that money that the employer is putting in there. And by the way, should you go ahead and put money in your 401k if your employer does not provide a match? Jamie Keyes.
Absolutely, you should put the money away. Who's going to pay for your retirement when you reach retirement age? It's a great opportunity to set money aside.
Mm-hmm.
You normally don't miss it because it's done by payroll deduction. And so the paycheck that you take home, that's what you get used to. And so it's much easier to set money aside on a payroll deduction basis than it is to have to write a check every week.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought your kids would take care of you in retirement.
Yeah, well, my kids can't take care of themselves. What are
That's
you talking
right.
about?
So, yeah, and, you know, they've got all the responsibilities that you have right
yes,
now.
They,
That's
right.
what they
That's
will
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
But they'll have their own
and
houses and kids and cars and
and
all that.
Deciding to do FSAs or HSAs or
yeah,
disability
or whatever's
or
available at that point.
Case.
Right.
Exactly.
So again, please be aware that you are always the one in charge of your destiny as far as what you're saving now, how you're paying for your health care, all these other things. That's why we offer the free review. Get some help with this. It's not that easy, and your employer groups generally do not have the time to sit with you individually and go over all this stuff and look at it, by the way, in the context of anything else that you're doing
yes.
with saving and investing. Maybe you have real estate. Maybe you have other things, right?
Well, just I was talking with a husband and wife, and the husband worked for a school, private mm-hmm. school, and the wife was maxing out her 401k, worked for a corporation, and he says, oh, I have a 403b. I can put money into that? How much can I put into that? He didn't, I mean, smart people, but he didn't know.
And well, yeah.
And so the context of
sure.
those two,
mm-hmm.
he could put almost his whole check into that plan and keep their taxes down because of the two of them. He didn't know by himself because he didn't want to reduce his paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put them together, when you look at the whole family, he was better off putting his whole paycheck in.
Yeah. There are some real advantages. So, again,
yeah.
learning how things work, and especially learning how they work in particular for you and your family, your situation, that's what we do as financial planners and advisors here with the Money Makeover Team. Please come in for that free review. You will be so happy that you did. And here's our number to make that appointment, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. When we come back, we're going to tell you about our website. You can also schedule something through there. All of that and much more information. We'll check the markets, too, when we come back. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
I've had nothing to live for.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael.
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
Washington County and the City of Brenham are offering a free scrap tire collection event in conjunction with the Keep Washington County Beautiful from October 15th through the 29th at Citizens Collection Station at 2009 Old Chapel Hill Road in Brenham. Each household can bring in up to 8 tires. Only 20-inch tires or smaller will be accepted free. Proof of residency is required, like a utility bill or a driver's license. This event is open to all residents of Washington County, including the cities of Brenham and Burton. It is not for commercial customers. Commercial accounts will be charged normal fees. Help keep Washington County beautiful. Bring your old unwanted tires to the Scrap Tire Collection event, October 15th through the 29th. The collection station is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturday from 8 till 4. This event is funded by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality through the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. For more information, call 979-337-7455.
The South Central Texas Cow-Calf Clinic and Trade Show, one of the best beef cattle educational programs in the state, will be held on Friday, October 28th, beginning at 7:15 a.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds in the sales facility. Tune in to KWHI from 10:30 to 12:30 on Friday for live reports on the progress of the Cow-Calf Clinic. This broadcast is sponsored by Washington County Farm Bureau, Navasota Livestock, Washington County Tractors, ATS Irrigation, Brenham National Bank, Brenham Veterinary Hospital, Harvey's Water Well, and Cattleman Supply.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum, or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
They are hiring. Quest Specialty is expanding and adding a new third shift. Openings include second and third shifts for production, formulation mixers, and quality control technicians. Quest Specialty is a drug-free workplace. Applicants must pass background and drug tests before employment. Quest Specialty offers paid holidays and medical, dental, and vision insurance after 60 days of full-time employment, paid vacations, and 401k plan after a year of employment. For more information, visit QuestSpecialtyHR.com or apply in person at 2001 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Brenham Rest Home is a home away from home where elders receive a personal level of care during this transitional time in their lives. Recognized by the American Healthcare Association as their Bronze National Quality Award winner, Brenham Rest Home provides premier elder healthcare services, including 24/7 skilled nursing and long-term care, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, personalized memory care programs, and around-the-clock respite care services. For more information, visit BrenhamRestHome.com or call 979-399-5890.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Man, Jamie just gets better and better on that tuba.
Well, I would really appreciate if you just keep saying Jamie keeps getting better and better.
No.
I just stopped at that point.
Oh, okay. We won't have to talk about Jamie's tuba riff there. This is the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neo Financial Group. You got questions after we're off the air? Hey, no problem. Here's our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. A shout out to all the wonderful folks I had a chance to visit with at a couple of big car dealerships that were doing enrollments in their health care and all that other stuff. And I was in charge of enrollments for the 401k plan there.
I hope they're listening because they can get a little bit more information then.
Yeah.
More than the 15 minutes.
My 15 minutes of fame there in front of everybody. So, again, they got all my phone numbers and website. And, by the way, our website for the Money Makeover team here is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. And makes sense. MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. Put all those together and make sure you get the team portion.
And you can listen live. Click on the listen live button on the computer so you don't have to be in your car or listen to the radio. And also you can got our phone numbers there. Give us a call. Set up that free review.
Yeah, and you can send us an email. We do respond. Yeah. Send us an email question or tell us you'd like to come in for the free review and we'll work on a calendar time for you guys. Anything right there at your fingertips, a little bit of information about each one of us. Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. So, moneymakeoverteam.com. Otherwise, give us a call at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And, Jamie, give us a little update on what's going on Wall Street today.
Still in the green on the markets. Right now the Dow is up 80 points. S&P 500 is up 10. Mm-hmm. And the NASDAQ is up about 45 points, all up about one-half of 1%. So that's good news. Evidently, the markets have responded to, we've been talking about the fact that this is earnings season, and some of the corporations have been reporting real good news when it comes to earnings. And so the markets have responded to that in a positive way.
Well, you know, like it says on my little book here that I was quoting earlier, you know, about elections. Again, if you're investing in good firms that have their act together, they're tried and true, if they provide you good value, in other words, well-positioned, well-led companies are going to create investment value regardless of who sits in the White House. Who's sitting in Congress, people who know what they're doing with running these big firms. It can be retail firms. It can be investment firms. It can be oil and gas. It can be whatever. If they're well-read companies with experienced management who knows what they're doing, then they're going to be the ones that are going to win out. That's a simple fact.
Like today is a good example of that. Some of the companies that it talked about with good reports were 3M, and Boeing, all
huge,
large companies that have been around a long, long time, they're all aware of. We're not going out and saying you should go out and purchase their stock, but nevertheless, the markets have responded favorably to large companies like that with good corporate earnings. And we talk about the fact that the markets are kind of an emotion type of thing, and when corporations are positive, the markets tend to be more positive.
So, don't think, well, I'm not going to do anything right this minute because we don't know who's going to be president or Congress or senators or
life
whatever.
Will go on.
Yes.
The sun
actually
will come
does.
Up tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Annie.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, don't put all your hopes and dreams on one or two things.
I was going to start singing there.
Oh, the sun will come up tomorrow?
Jeez. Moving right along here, so do ask questions, question what you're doing, be informed, go on the websites that are available to you. We all have so much information out there.
You've got a place to go to get an answer. You got three of us sitting here that you can get an answer from. Or if you want more detailed answer, come on in. We won't bite you, we won't judge you, we won't scold you. We'll just explain to you how things work and what options you have.
That's a great opportunity to try and make some intelligent financial decisions. Now, I wanted to get back to the, you know, one of the things you had talked about, Tony, was the company match, and mm-hmm. you and I have done many enrollments together. And
yep.
one of the things most companies do offer a match, not all, but most of them do. And one of the things that we like to talk about when it comes to the company match is we'll just use a 3% figure. But if the company match is 3%, that means they'll match. If you put in 3%, they'll put in 3%.
If they have a dollar-for-dollar match.
If they have a dollar-for-dollar mm-hmm. match. And what that means then is if you say, well, I'm not going to enroll in the 401k plan, I'm not going to put any money in, to me that's the same thing as if the employer came to you and said, I'm going to give you a 3% raise. And you said, you know, I really don't need any more money. And that's, you know, when they have a company match, if you don't put in at least what the match is, you're throwing money away.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's important about that, and we don't talk about this very much, we were talking about it during the break, is, you know, one of the objections of the 401k that we always hear is, well, I put my money in and I lose money.
Yeah, market goes down.
The market right? goes down. Well, if you have a company match, just think about it. If you put in 3% and your company matches 3% and your account is $100,000, how much did you put in? You put in $50,000. The account's worth $100,000. If the market goes down 25%, your account is now $75,000. You still are $25,000 more than you put in. So don't tell me that you're worried about the market going down.
If you got matching money in there, it's helping soak up any
yes,
wobbles
that's correct.
That happen
absolutely
in the markets.
Talking about having yeah. a buffer for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, got the buffer, got an employer who's offering you money. Wow.
What a deal.
Yeah, exactly. If you're still confused about it or you want some clarification on your plan in particular, again, give us a call at the office. Come by for that free review, 979-836-2903. Otherwise, we're going to
be back on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.